Livingston Academy senior quarterback Will McDonald needs one touchdown pass to break the career touchdown record at LA. Head coach Bruce Lamb said that he nor Will are concerned about records. Lamb said the only thing that matters to them both is winning.
You know, I've been very proud of what they've done because they've come a long way from when they were freshmen, and now they're to the point now where they are the team leaders, and they're such a good example to these younger kids. You know, they don't quit. You know, they go at everything, even the practice. They go hard every day. So it's definitely a pleasure to watch.
Coach, last week against Cumberland County, took advantage of them in a bunch of different aspects. Were you pleased with how your team handled all of last week?
I was kind of disappointed a little bit because I thought we came out a little flat and, you know, kind of just went through the motions. But, you know, kind of expect that after coming off of a big win against Cookeville. And then with a big game like this week against Upperman, it's kind of that trap game. And you know, they're looking ahead or they're looking in the past, one or two. But, you know, they're kids. They're 16, 17-year-olds. They're going to make mistakes like that. But, you know, we straightened some things out this week in practice, and hopefully it'll be good.
Coach, Upperman has not given up a touchdown since the fourth quarter of the Cookeville game. Where are you looking to move the ball?
Any way possible, whether it's throwing the ball, whether it's running the ball, outside, inside. We're just looking to make plays. And, you know, they're super good on defense. Of course, they're good all together. With Coach Kane has done such a great job with them and took them to a different level. So, you know, we're just going to try to do what we can either way. Whichever way is letting us have it, we're going to take that.
Coach, I've been really impressed personally with Upperman's front seven. They've really been stingy in the run game. So I know you're looking to move the ball any way possible, but maybe going into the game, are you looking to get the ball on the edges and try to get outside of that teeth of that defense?
Well, sometimes, you know, you think about the front seven, you know, they are tough and very physical, and you wonder if you can run the ball period at all on them. We're just going to do what we can do. We don't know. We watch film, and like you say, they're good. And on our film, that they looked, you know, kind of hard to run against and kind of hard to throw against. We're just going to hopefully we're on, and we'll just do what we can do.
Coach, Upperman's offense really starts with Donovan McAllister. How are you going to focus on trying to slow him down and contain him? And much like Stockton Owen and Trevor Parsons, their offense stops and starts with him.
They do. It does. I mean, he's exceptional football player. He's been there, been through some battles the last couple of years. So he's very crafty veteran, I guess you would say. And, you know, hopefully we can contain him. I don't think we can stop him totally. Hopefully we contain him and just cut down his yardage. But they got a lot of other talented players on their team. You know, they lost a great running back last year, and they kind of got running back by committee now. They got three kids that go back here and play, and they're very good, all three of them. And then, you know, on the wide outside, they have the speedster and number four. He can fly. You know, they got some other kids that can step up and play also. So it's tough. It's tough to be able to stop all of them.
Coach, I know this is just the next game on the schedule, but this is a big game for you, for Upperman, for the region, maybe the best matchup all year. You know, both of you guys are undefeated. How are your kids going through the week?
Well, you don't want to be too hyped for it because, you know, some bad things will happen, I'm sure. And like they all, you know, every game you have something bad happens. Nothing's ever perfect, and you don't want such a big letdown. It is a big game, absolutely, because both teams are undefeated, playing well right now. But, you know, is it a must for either team? Absolutely not. It's probably a bigger game for the fans than it is anybody. The big games are the region games. I mean, that's what's going to get you where you're lined at in the playoffs. Yeah, absolutely. We don't want to be too hyped. We want to go there and play our game and see how well we can do. And so we'll see what we need to work on.
Lamb admitted that this week's matchup against Upperman is a big game, but not a must-have for either team. He stressed that region games are the most important for playoff position. The Monterey Wildcats sit just outside the AP top 10 in Class 1A football this week. Head coach Scott Hughes said they don't get caught up in the rankings. He said it's all about winning football games and putting a good product on the field.
Well, the first 2 weeks we'd had big numbers, you know, with our running backs, and so everybody kind of keyed on those two guys, and it opens Jordan up a little bit, and Jordan's a good player for us. He's had a really good career for us, not only running the football but throwing the football as well, and he threw two touchdowns on Friday night and had a kickoff return for a touchdown. I mean, he's a guy that just does a whole lot for us, and he's a guy, though, that gives a great effort Monday through Friday, and he's a leader for us not only on the field but off the field, and he's a guy that, you know, all the success he has, he truly deserves because of his effort and attitude every day.
Jordan, you know, had a big night rushing, and you hit on your other running backs having a big night through the first few weeks. Just how vital is it for your team to, if one of them's hitting it on all cylinders, it's hard to take away everybody?
It is, and we've got a very selfless football team right now. Their ultimate goal is not a selfish goal. Their ultimate goal is just to win, and they don't really care who gets the touchdown or who gets the yard as long as we win. And that's a great problem to have for us because a lot of times with teenagers, everybody is selfish. They worry about getting theirs, and you know, they're not ultimately worried about winning. Where our group, you know, 1 through 32, their ultimate goal is winning. They don't care about self. They're worried about team.
Coach, you've really played solid defense throughout the entire season. How do you look that to carry that over this week against Harriman?
Well, we got a huge challenge this week. Harriman's big and physical, and I have athletes throughout. They've got athletes throughout their whole lineup. You know, you've got to be able to defend sideline to sideline. They got two or three great backs. Got four receivers that have all got receptions and big plays on the year. And their quarterback's a dual threat guy, throws the ball really well, but he really has some explosive plays when the play breaks down and he's able to get outside of the pocket. And they have some design quarterback runs that they use with him. So this week is a huge, huge challenge for our defense, not only from a personnel standpoint, but then from a philosophy standpoint, because they're in about three or four different types of offenses, and so that makes it very difficult to prepare for, especially when you got personnel such as they do.
Coach, and moving the ball this week, I know your MO is probably to move the ball any way you can, but the run game's been really good to you so far this season.
It has been, and you know, we've been very blessed. Our offensive line is really working extremely hard, and it's not a Friday night process for those guys. It's a process that they're laying it on the line Monday through Thursday. They're in the film room together. They're on scouting reports together, and you know, when they're rolling in on Monday, they're already mentally prepared for the week. They're wanting film on the weekends. They're asking questions, and so that group is really special right now because they're working extremely hard, and not that our other position groups aren't. In football, on offense, you start and end with your offensive line, and that's something that these guys are taking a lot of pride on. And we've been successful throwing the ball as well. That's the beauty of where we're at right now. We feel that we're fairly balanced in what we can do, and you know, it's gonna be a hard challenge for us Friday night. I know Harriman's gonna show up, and they're gonna load the box on us, and they're gonna try to take the running game away.
The Wildcats play their next four football games at home in Monterey. Hugh said his team takes a lot of pride in representing Monterey and winning at home. He said they are very blessed with community support at both home and away games, but it just means a little more playing at home. York Institute built a big lead against Grundy County this past week behind a running game that produced 317 yards and 5 touchdowns. Head coach Derwin Wright says his goal is to continue to lean on the running game this season.
When you get your running game, especially in what we do, when I get the running game started, it seems like, you know, you just build off of that. We were able to get some play action passes, and you know, we didn't get ourselves in, you know, first down with penalties, and end up, you know, we're not a 3rd and 15 team. We're not a 1st and 20 team. You know, we're trying to, you know, try to get 2 to 3 yards per play and use 4th down if we have to. And you know, it just the old night of game, we just kept, you know, put ourselves in two. Would have been 3rd and 3 and 1 3rd and 4. Instead, we're 3rd and 13 or 3rd and 14. And, you know, we just had to quit making mental mistakes.
And you mentioned the passing attack. It was used pretty sparingly in this game, but the 3 times you used it, it produced pretty solid results with 2 touchdowns. How much of a boost does it give your running attack when the defense has to stay honest against the pass?
Well, you know, when teams can put 10 in the box and not respect your passing game, you've got your kids behind the 8 ball already. You know, you've got to spread them out. You got to give them a reason to have to spread out. And, you know, if you don't, you know, it's kind of like what Oneida done. It's like what Upperman done to us last year. They're going to put 10 in the box and play downhill. And, you know, you're putting your kids in a bad situation. So we've got to continue to work on our passing game and get better at it.
And it seems like, you know, staying ahead of the sticks. Is that really just the most important part about your offense, is just staying ahead on first down and not having to worry about getting into 3rd and long?
Well, I mean, I think every offense is not. No offensive play caller wants to be in a 3rd and long, you know. They want to be in a 3rd and manageable. That way, you know, they can run or pass and still keep the defense off balance. Or if you're in a 3rd and long, you know, most teams are going to run some kind of pass or screen type play. So your defense is sitting there, and you know, they're thinking more one dimensional. So I think in any offense, it's
you definitely want to keep it second and third and manageable.
So you come back home this week to take on Grace Christian Academy. So is the plan on offense to stick to that ground and pound attack? Are you going to try to balance out your play calls a little bit more? Do you know kind of what you're going to
do?
Well,
we're going to, you know, we're going to still, we're a Army type offense. You know, we're double wing, we're running the ball, and yet we're trying to set up play action pass. So whereas they're a passing team, I mean, as much as I've seen it, and very good at it. It's going to be a great test for our defense.
So one thing that kind of gets lost a little bit with all the success on offense is the fact that your defense really seemed like they played a solid game for the most part in this one. What do you think they're going to have to do to be successful?
Well, against this team that we're playing this Friday night, obviously they are, you know, I've got them breakdown of over 100 plays and they ran the ball four times. So we're going to have to play great pass defense. We're going to have to find ways to get pressure on the quarterback. If not, they're going to put some points up.
Wright said his team will have to continue its physical play against Grace Christian Academy this week. He believes they can impose their will on both sides of the ball. After a 2-1 start to the season, White County head coach Mark Frazier said that he has been pleased with the fan and community support. But as of right now, Frazier says that he wants his kids to focus on the details.
Well, you know, it comes down to some mistakes, several mental mistakes that we made, you know, some physical mistakes as well, some things coaching-wise as well. I've got things I've got to get better at, too. But the good thing is, you know, the things we saw were correctable things. It's not like we were just completely physically overmatched. We had a shot to win the game, and we've got to clean up some penalties and, you know, just make a few more plays here and there, and then we'd have a chance to maybe not be behind so far before you try to make the comeback. So I was proud of them. I'm not one for moral victories. I mean, it was a loss. So we want these kids to learn to expect to win, you know, that it's not okay to lose. So from that aspect, I'm a little disappointed. But as far as the effort goes and what the kids did, I was proud of them.
Coach, were you pleased with how your team responded to that adversity Friday night, getting down, you know, more than they had been all year?
Well, you know, apparently that's our MO. We've been behind here every game. We were behind against Cannon 6-0 at halftime at Crossville. So we keep pushing it and pushing it a little further. This time we obviously got down more than that, down to, you know, three scores. Very proud of the way they responded. It's something we've harped on a lot about continuing to play hard regardless of the scoreboard, ahead or behind. And so I was excited to see that they didn't give up. They still believed in themselves and came up just a little bit short to get the victory.
Coach, this week, looking forward to Cookeville, containing their quarterback Stockton Owen has to be high on your priority list this week.
You know, I don't know that it's possible to contain him. He's watching film. He's a great athlete. You know, I had heard about him from other coaches, and then you see him, and he's really fun to watch play if I wasn't having to coach against him. To be honest with you, he's an exciting player, and it's not just him. He's got a monstrous offensive line, some skilled kids outside that you know, are impressive to me. I would venture to say, I know people say this, this is by far the best 0-3 team in the state. I'd like to see somebody better at 0-3. You know, just they've had some bad breaks. Just sometimes the ball just doesn't bounce your way in a couple games. And to be honest with you, they play some really good teams. I mean, Upperman is a really good football team. Livingston's a really good football team. You know, it's going to be a very daunting task for us this Friday.
Coach, running the ball has been important to you all season. What are your keys to establishing the run this Friday night?
Well, they're not only their physical on their offensive line, they're very physical up front defensively, and they're fast. They come downhill hard. So, you know, offensive line is going to have the biggest test they've had to date. They're going to have to really play well. I've been proud of our running backs for running physically and went after contact and the ball going forward. So that's something we've got to do. Got to hold on to the football and, you know, not have negative plays. They're going to get their successful plays against us just because they're a good football team. But we have to control the clock in the line of scrimmage and hopefully eke out a few yards along the way.
Coach, there was some talk of canceling this rivalry before you had got there. Why was it important to you to continue playing this game each year?
Well, you know, I'm from Sparta. Sparta Cook was, you know, it has been a great rivalry through the past. Unfortunately, football-wise, it's not lived up to the hype because of our end. We've not done a very good job making it a competitive game, but through the years, Sparta Cookeville basketball is a fun game. If you've never been there, these guys around the upper come need to make a point to come watch a game. It's really fun. It's tough on us. They're a good football team with a great coach, and you know it's going to be tough. But I feel like for the fans, you know, it's an exciting time. And for me, as being from here, I think it's important to continue playing to keep that tradition alive.
Frazier admits that White County hasn't held up its end of the rivalry with Cookeville. He says he's completely focused on Friday night's product being a product that Sparta will be proud of. Jackson County head coach Sean Loftus said there was nothing that Westmoreland did early in the game that stopped the Blue Devils' offense. Self-inflicted mistakes stopped them on their first two drives inside the Westmoreland 20. Loftus said his kids competed, but they have to improve on some of the little things.
I mean, all you can do is just go back to work and and just try to get better at some of those things that we didn't do well last week. And I think the kids have done a good job this week as far as watching film, and we're trying to really work on ourselves right now, and hopefully that'll pay dividends throughout the rest of this year.
Coach, what's the key to moving the ball offensively against Red Bull on this Friday?
We've got playmakers. Biggest thing is up front. We have to, as a unit, everybody's got to do their job, and they've got to do their job every single play. And whenever we have one breakdown, whether it be mental or somebody not getting their job done, it's, offense and defense it's 11 one-on-one battles. And, you've got to, there's some that you're going to win and there's some that you're going to lose. You just hope at the end of the game that that you win more of those than you lose. And, we're hopefully taking a step in the right direction and getting some of these miscues, corrected this week, because we've got, we had ran the ball for around 90 yards last week. We threw it okay some. When Eli got us out of some bad stuff as far as like time that whether the receivers weren't up and down the field, he was able to scramble and make some plays with his legs. So we've got playmakers. It's just we got to get the ball to them, and then up front everybody's got to do their job.
Coach, you've played really solid on defense all year against some pretty good competition. So how do you get things going back in the right direction this Friday against Red Bulling on defense?
We got to work on tackling, and that's been a huge emphasis this week is being better as a team tackling the ball carrier. I forgot how many that we did. We had several missed tackles last week, so that's the biggest thing. And then up front, we got to be a little bit more physical up front and from our line standpoint. And then whenever they play physical, then our linebackers are free to make tackles. That's what we want in our defense. On the edges, we got to play stronger to where we can contain. And we also have to know our keys. Last week, we got sucked in a lot on the veer a little bit whenever we're supposed to take the quarterback, and they sucked in and tried to tackle the dive on a couple of occasions, and that costs us on a couple of big plays. All in all, everybody's got to know what their role is and what their keys are, and then they've got to go out there and play fast and play physical.
Loftus said the Blue Devils must establish dynamic running back Wid Robbins Friday night against Red Bulling Springs. Loftus said he would take Robbins one-on-one with anyone in the second and third levels of the defense. DeKalb County head coach Steve Trapp said the goal each and every week is to win. He did say the region record matters the most, and the DeKalb County Tigers are 1-0 in region play after beating Stone Memorial.
Well, it definitely is. He was that dual threat guy, rushing the ball, had some big plays in the passing game. And we've been really close, getting that stuff clicking. And it's not just him. It's all 11 of us making sure that we're on the same page. Some of the bad stuff that's happened to us in the first couple weeks, he still is the decision maker out there, but it helps him make decisions when everybody else around him is doing the right things as well. So we're still learning and growing, and that's a day in and day out process of practicing and working. But definitely, when he's making better decisions and clicking, it makes our offense and our team better as well.
How does that help his confidence? You've had unwavering confidence in him. How does that give him confidence going forward?
Well, I hope he understands that. Like I said, we do want to improve and be better than we were the week before. No matter if we've lost or no matter if we've won, no matter if we've thrown three interceptions or three touchdowns, it's all about a new week and a new day. And he has been. You got to perform and you got to continue to work, and we'll see how it progresses. And just watching him practice, he's doing what we've asked him to do, continues to do that along with everybody else on our team. you know, hopefully we'll continue to get better.
Coach, a 33-0 shutout win against Stone Memorial. It's a great way to get things back on track and get it going in the right direction.
It definitely is, and that's a big shout-out to our defense. I mean, I think they had less than 200 total yards, like 90 yards rushing and 90 yards passing, maybe something like that. We bowled up, made some big plays when we needed to and stopped some drives. I mean, Isaac Knowles had two interceptions in the back end of our defense. Isaac or Desmond Noakes had one pick that sealed the game right there at the end. So defensively, a lot of stops behind the line of scrimmage and a lot of pressure, so it looked really good on that side of the ball as well.
Coach, you play Watertown this week. They're coming off a big overtime win on Trousdale. How are they looking on film?
Now, well, they're a very athletic football team, you know, and it's another one of those teams like Upperman who's ranked very highly in their classifications. It's a new challenge, just like it is each and every week, but like I said, it may be the most athletically inclined team that we have faced up to this point. Just a lot of speed out there. I feel like we've got some athletes as well and all that stuff, so it has the potential, you know, if we can go in and execute and play clean physically and mentally, you know, I like our chances to make a football game of it. But if we don't do that, you know, they could be running around all over us like they have the last couple of years. So it's all about how we respond after a victory and do we want to continue to work. You know, that's a mental challenge of these teenage guys week in and week out. But like I said, I'm confident that our guys have the ability to play. We just got to make sure that we do our part through the week so that we can.
How are you going to stack two great offensive games on top of each other, 33 points? How are you going to do that this week against Watertown?
Well, I mean, it's going to be a different challenge. Like I said, they've, you know, got more upperclassmen. Stone lost a lot of seniors, so they're kind of replacing everything right there. And it's going to be a lot faster defense. Again, it comes back down to, you know, recognizing what's in front of you as a defense and making sure you're doing the right thing team-wise and then just playing extremely hard and doing your job. Where we hit some big plays, they tend to not give those up, so you're going to have to execute and drive the ball and move the football. So that's what we've been preaching to our guys all week.
DeKalb County's opponent this week, Watertown, rallied from 13 down last week to force overtime against Trousdale County, eventually winning the game 16-13 in the first overtime period. Trapp said it will take a complete, sound, offensively and defensively game for the Tigers to win Friday night. According to Cumberland County head coach Eric Ballou, the Jets struggled passing the ball Friday night against Livingston Academy. However, senior quarterback Trevor Parsons continued to carry the load running the ball for the Jets.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's dynamic, you know, what he does. He has a read on almost every play, so it does create the opportunity for him to get more touches. So, yeah, I mean, I guess you would say it's by design, just considering that we have reads on every play, and he does a good job making reads. It's just, you know, we just got to do a better job of putting him in the right situation and making sure that putting him in situations as well as the rest of the guys for them to be successful.
So will you look to maybe spread the ball a little bit around a little bit more on offense?
You know, we treat him as an extension of our running game. You know, I'm not the type to, you know, and some people say it's crazy, but, you know, our quarterbacks, we don't slide. We don't run out of bounds. They are a running back, and we expect running backs to run through people just like our backs. So, I mean, you know, obviously we're going to be smart. We don't want any kid running back or quarterback, you know, getting 25-30 touches a game, but, you know, we're going to treat all of our guys as an extension of the running game. So, you know, any way we can do that, we're going to make sure our guys are physical, so we're not going to hold anybody back from that.
And the defense obviously had a very tough challenge ahead of it this past Friday, facing that Livingston offense led by Will McDonald. What did you believe of their overall performance?
Well, you know, I think a big part of it was, you know, they're good. Their quarterback's really good. He's a great kid. And then, you know, they've got some speed and some talent, but a lot of it, you know, three plays came on three breakdowns in coverage. You know, maybe their guys make the play, maybe they don't. But us not being over the top in our deep third, I mean, that stuff that can happen. We gave up 21 points on busted coverages. I mean, we really don't have a lot of coverages.
So you've got Clay County this week, and they've struggled with slower starts in their past two games.
Well, I think we have to set the tone early. You know, whichever side of the ball, you know, we've got to come out on fire. I think our kids are still excited. There's a lot of excitement going into this game. With it being homecoming, you know, kids are fired up about that. So, you know, the big thing is, you know, not get caught in the distractions, and let's just get there and let's go to work. Whatever side of the ball we start on, if it's on offense, we want to move the ball the way we want to move the ball. We don't want other people to dictate what we do. Same thing on defense.
And that's my next question. How can the offense set the tone for the game?
Well, everything starts up front. You know, if they're going to send, you know, 1-2-plus guys, we're going to get the ball on the perimeter. We're going to be more efficient at that. But it always starts up front. We've got to be able to move guys, you know, especially up front, and get to the next level. And then we got to finish runs with the ball carrier. We have got to drive through people and finish plays with everything we do on offense.
With homecoming this week, Ballou said he wants to cut out all the distractions so his team can focus on the game against Clay County. While he wants his team to enjoy the festivities, Ballou said there's no better way to celebrate homecoming than with a win. Pickett County lost another tough game to Gordonsville by the score of 42-18. Head coach Ray Reagan said his team was not physical enough.
We just rotate them constantly. We may run five plays with one, then rotate them, and we just keep rotating constantly so that, you know, they get the reps in and, you know, better prepared.
So you got Parker Gore back this past week.
Oh, it's huge. I mean, most of our offense, if you've ever watched one of our games, runs through him. You know, either he's getting the ball or they think he's getting the ball. But, yeah, he's, whether he touches the ball or not, he's important because most of the teams have seen him play. They're looking for him. So everybody feeds off of him. He's a team leader.
Luke also seemed like he seemed a little bit more comfortable in the passing game.
He's grew leaps and bounds since last year. At the end of last year, he started coming on. This year, he's kind of picked up right where he left off last year, first game of the year. You know, we didn't opt to throw the ball a whole lot. Wasn't really in our game plan, but we knew we could if we needed to. He does an excellent job. He learns well, picks up everything quick, and he's done an excellent job.
So what are you seeing on the defensive side of the ball that right now has your main focus?
Defensive line. They've just been, last couple games, just been overpowered. I've got a smaller defensive line. You fundamentally, if you're not doing everything right and you're that much undersized, you're going to get beat every time. You can be undersized and quicker if you're doing everything right, and you'll be fine. But fundamentally, they've got away from doing things the correct way, and they've got pushback into my linebackers the last couple games. Linebackers can't flow to the ball and make tackles. It just kind of snowballed. I focused all my time, my personal time, with the defensive line last night trying to get them back on track. We'll see.
You got a chance to even up your record. How do you go about limiting your opponent on offense?
It's going to start with my front line, the defensive line. If they can stop up the holes and penetrate and not get washed back into the linebackers, till I've got some of the fastest linebackers I've ever had, and they can flow to the ball, we'll be fine. That's where it's all going to start. It starts right there in the front, offense and defense. My big boys are going to have to do their job.
And I know that it's probably going to also be important for you to get off to a fast start on offense.
Well, we're going to try to open it up and throw the ball a little bit and then start feeding Parker. That's kind of our game plan every game. But I've got a couple real fast receivers, got one that's pretty tall. He can get open, and he's got the wingspan. He can go up and get it. So we're going to try to move it down the field, feed my workhorse.
Reagan said that they plan to feature Gore Friday night, but the real test against Eagleville will be between the offensive and defensive lines. Cookeville head coach Jimmy Maynard pointed out White County's confidence level and attitude in being able to come from behind. The Warriors are 2-1 on the season and have trailed in all three ball games this year.
Offensively, you know, we're moving the ball. We're averaging 59 plays a game, which is very high for high school football. So we're obviously keeping the ball. We're having some long fields. We're having to, you know, drive the ball a long way. We haven't had any really explosive plays. We need to kind of see if we can't create some explosive plays on offense. We had a difficult time running the football last week just because we faced a very, very good defense, but we were able to have about 200 yards passing. So we've got a little balance in our offense. Defensively, we've just got to, you know, we've got to do a better job of getting off of blocks and tackling people. And, you know, we gave up a couple plays in the passing game, which, you know, we're playing with some youth back there in the back end of it. And, you know, we make some mistakes. And, you know, when you make a mistake in the secondary, it's usually a glaring mistake for sure. And usually it creates a big play for the offense.
What improvements are you seeing in their program from last year to this year?
Well, I mean, just the consistency with what they're doing. They've got offensively, they've got a system in, and they're doing a good job with that. Defensively, the same way. They're not, you know, it's not a week-to-week offense or defense. They obviously got kids believing in themselves. They're able to run the football. Last year, they were not able to score points at all. They're scoring points. Just the attitude of the kids, I think he's instilled that, you know, in the kids. And Mark and I have had several conversations. Mark actually was a former player of mine when I coached there many years ago, and has done a great job. He brought some guys in that have coached there at the middle school, so they have a lot of interest. They're keeping kids out. Their numbers are better, and you know, they've lightened their schedule a little bit with some teams, and they're just a different team. Attitude, you know, a lot of it's attitude, and I think that's the biggest change that I see in them.
Coach, Friday night against Riverdale, what went well that first drive?
Fortunately, we were able to get a roughing the punter on the first drive that helped us extend that drive a little bit. But the first two or three plays, we had a kind of a bad snap on one of them that forced a bad play for us, and we were able to just make plays. Our guys were resilient. We were able to, Stockton was able to make some plays with his leg, and we made some, a couple plays in the passing game. The continuity we had on that first drive, and we didn't have any penalties. penalties. We had one penalty the whole game, a little procedure penalty that cost us a little bit. We had a third and one that cost us. But I think just, you know, playing hard and being able to make a play here and there.
You talked about Riverdale kind of corralling your running game last week, being a really good defense. What are you going to have to do this week to get them back on track?
Well, we just got to, you know, we watched a lot of film and looked at the mistakes that we're making. You know, our backs have got, we should have had some good run plays with our zone play against Riverdale, but our backs are not, they're not hitting it where they need to be hitting it, and they're not understanding it. We really slowed the film down and created the situation for them where they can see it. Hopefully, you know, we, you know, just continue to get a little bit better in that phase of our game. And, you know, we've had success running the ball, but most of it has been with our quarterback. And you know, we can't rely on that week in and week out. I mean, that's a part of our offense, but it can't be our offense. We have to get our running backs gaining yardage, and the offensive line at times is doing a really good job, and then there's times it's not assignment issues, it's more of a technique issue, and that, you know, that comes with youth, and, you know, we've got to correct those things to make it better.
At the end of last season, there was talk of suspending the Cookeville-White County series. Coach Maynard said it didn't make a lot of sense for Cookeville and Sparta not to play each other anymore. He said he is glad that the rivalry game continues to be played. The Clay County Bulldogs are 3-0 and on the verge of cracking the top 10 in Class 1A. Though they have had some moments where they've struggled, head coach Jake Johnson says he likes the improvements he's seen in his team this season.
I feel like we have got better as far as execution goes from week to week. You know, Clinton County, we really struggled in the first half offensively, came out and did well in the second. However, you know, Joe Burns, we can say about his consistency with points. You know, we also had a lot of time of possession that game. We had a 21-play, 93-yard drive also that took around 9-10 minutes a clock. So, you know, I think we're getting there, but we're not there yet.
The defense has done an excellent job to start the season. They're only giving up about 3 points a game. What's made them so successful?
It's just hustle and grit, truthfully. Those guys absolutely get after it out there on defense. Even if they're out of position at times, you know, I feel like we do a great job of hustling to the football, never giving up on play.
How much does it help the offense if the offense is kind of going a little slow? How much does it help them when the defense is holding the other team scoreless?
Well, it's not as much pressure, you know, and luckily we've been in those situations where we are pretty good defensively. You know, we get a lot of short field for the most part on offense. You know, we've had at least one turnover per game. You know, I know the first two we averaged more. We had one turnover against Joe Burns, but anytime you win the turnover battle defensively, it definitely helps you on offense.
So you've got Cumberland County coming in this week, and Trevor Parsons has been the main focal point of their offense in the ground game. How have you prepared your guys on defense for him?
Just keeping him maintained, you know, and they do a pretty good job of trying to get the ball in his hands with some misdirection, try to give him freedom to roam as far as reading the football and picking running lanes. But, you know, the big focus is keeping him corralled. You know, they are a bigger team. Anytime you venture up into bigger classifications, you know, you worry at times about how your team's going to perform.
So Cumberland County is also, they're 0-3 so far. Do you believe this could represent a trap game for your guys if they're not focused enough?
I think it can be. You know, I agree with that as well. You know, albeit they are 0-3, but, you know, however, they played really good competition. On top of that, you know, they've got a lot more talent pool to pull from. You know, if we're not focused, this could, you're absolutely right, be a trap game.
So what's the key on offense this week against Cumberland County to come out and get off to a fast start and kind of take control of the game?
Just get the ball to our guys in space. You know, I feel like we got a pretty good core group of guys that have some speed. You know, going back to your question earlier about offense, you know, we got a lot of young guys on offense. I know that's misleading when you look at senior guys like Will Ogletree and Wyatt Burks and senior quarterback Jake Ashlock. But other than that, you know, you've got a young core group of guys out there. It's just business as usual. You know, I feel like Ashlock does a pretty good job of controlling the offense. If he can get things going, if we get the ball to our guys in space, I feel like, you know, the rest will take care of itself.
Coach, your team is in a very, very good spot right now. They're 3-0. You got a chance to be 4-0. You were in this situation last year, and obviously the end of the season happened. What do you believe has to be different for this team this year, mindset-wise, to finish the year strong?
It's just, you know, week to week. You know, don't get yourself looking ahead. Take care of business. You know, every game matters. And, you know, we tell ourselves that, you know, in the practice every day. Hey, fellas, this is the most important game on our schedule because it's the next one. And, you know, I feel like we've done a lot better job this year as far as just focusing up one game at a time, and hopefully it'll pay dividends.
Johnson said that he knows his team faces a tough opponent this week in Cumberland County. He maintains that their focus is just taking the season 1 week at a time and focusing on what is right in front of them. Upperman head coach Adam Kane said that making a game plan to stop Livingston Academy's offense this week has been keeping him up at night. He said their offense attack is more balanced than usual.
Yeah, it's kind of bizarre. This turned out the way our schedule is. This is our last home game that is not on fall break, that is won't be senior night, so we had to choose it. You typically don't want, you know, a team this good to be your homecoming game, but at the end of the day, it is what it is, and there is a lot of potential distractions. I have begged and pleaded with my team to, you know, to eliminate that and to have a business-like approach this week, and I think it helped that my guys understand how good Livingston is. You know, they're a senior-laden team, and so that's kind of kept the focus a little bit easier to keep us focused this week, because we know we got a good ball club coming into play.
Coach, you touched on their balance on offense, but when they really get things going through the air, they're really tough to beat. So how are you going to slow them down in their passing game?
Yeah, we're going to have to give them some different looks, and you know, that's usually not really what we do, but the quarterback is so good and the play caller is so good, you can't just let them sit back there and, you know, just pick you apart. So we're going to try a couple different deals, and, you know, maybe at times send an extra guy to get a little pressure on him, and, you know, hopefully that'll be enough.
Coach, they have a big-time playmaker outside at receiver, Wesley Smith. Have you had any thoughts of bracketing him or high-lowing him throughout this week to maybe slow him down?
Yeah, you know, we that's been in, you know, certainly we've discussed it, and it's kind of been in our plan. So he'll see a couple guys run his way every time he lines up.
Coach, you're coming off back-to-back shutout wins. You've not given up a score since the fourth quarter of the Cookeville game. Were you pleased Friday night with how your guys responded to your challenge to them last week?
I really was. It's about as good a defensive effort as we've had since I've been here. And so, yes, I enjoyed watching it. And the guys kind of locked in and worked really hard on trying to do the things that, you know, that we tried to improve upon from week two. And so, yeah, I thought it was a really good performance.
Sophomore Jayron McClellan and freshman Terrence Dedman scored their first career touchdowns last Friday night against Smith County. Coach Kane said that building depth throughout the season at all positions is vital in 3A football.